Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Hello, welcome to Soul of an Empath. I'm Tiffany Cano. Today is a healing episode day. So we're going to do coaching and healing on the topic of connecting with God, like having a stronger spiritual connection. So if this resonates with you, I'd love to have you go through the exercises and prayers and healing that I'm going to do with my guest today, Anna. And as a reminder, please no driving or operating heavy machinery. I want you to be safe and be able to just receive. And, you know, let yourself go as deep as you can as we go on this healing journey together. It's a safe, beautiful space for us. So, Anna, when you had requested healing, I was looking at the different things on your list, you know, healing the relationship between your son, your ex-husband. There was a request for healing for your body, for greater prosperity, and also one for having a stronger connection with God. And when I was intuiting what would be great for us to focus on today, the healing to strengthen your relationship with the divine felt like it would be the strongest for you, because then from this space, it can ripple out to help heal the rest of your life. So are you still on board for healing that will focus on strengthening our connection to God?
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Wonderful. And I want you to feel into your body and into your psyche. Where do you have resistance to the divine? Where are you carrying that within you?
I can feel it at the top of my lungs. I can feel it at my small intestines.
Okay.
Maybe a bit over here as well, too.
Over here, meaning at your forehead?
And yeah.
Okay. And I want you to find the feeling that is associated with the loudest one. What's the loudest?
The loudest would have been the small intestine, and it's like nervousness.
Okay. And go deeper than the nervousness. What's deeper than that?
Not wanting to trust God, not wanting to let go.
Good. Why? Why do you not want to trust God or let go?
Because I'd rather do it myself.
Okay, so that's the ego talking. I hear that. Okay. And how's that been serving you to try to do it yourself?
It makes my life very entertaining, in air quotes.
Entertaining meaning filled with drama and chaos and
yeah,
okay.
Good translation.
All right. So I know you well enough to know that you don't want to live there. Like you want, you want to shift out of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm complete with that in this lifetime now.
Okay. So I want you to touch your small intestine. And you, when you follow the thread of not trusting God, what's the earliest memory in this lifetime or another?
Should I be looking at not trusting or not trusting God?
I think not trusting God, because not trusting yourself can be its own session.
Yeah, well, the first image I had around not trusting is when I was 2, I think I was getting on a bus and my mom let me fall. Well, she obviously didn't let me fall, but she wasn't able to stop me from falling. So I think that's where I got the I'll do it myself. And when it comes to not trusting God, I can definitely see that it was to do with why did I marry my now ex-husband? It's like, if God was there, why didn't he stop that from happening?
Okay, thank you. So let's just sidebar here for a moment based on that last comment. God gives us free will. God guides us all the time. What if he was giving you the guidance not to marry your ex-husband, but because you wanted what you wanted, you actually didn't listen?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like this punishment that, you know, God made you marry your ex-husband and it wasn't great. It was more that you hadn't opened up your listening yet to be able to attune yourself to hearing those whispers from the divine. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't think there were whispers.
So you actually had it loud and you ignored it?
Yeah, yeah. How do we go with that?
Okay. Thank you for the honesty.
I was much younger then. I valued different things.
Oh. It's so funny, these games that our ego plays with us. Has us want what it wants, whether it's good for us or not. So could you forgive yourself for wanting what you wanted and not listening?
I forgive myself for wanting what I want and not listening all the time. Not just then, but now too.
Okay, I'm seeing a pattern. All right. I know we're laughing about this, and laughter is also release, but I also want to go deeper with this. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Why do you not listen to the divine guidance that you get?
Because I want to do it myself.
Why do you want to do it yourself?
Because I'm pretty sure that my way will be the better way.
And why do you think your way is the better way?
Because I don't trust. It's kind of all sick. It's like a cycle,
and why,
right?
Why don't you trust? Just keep following this thread. Why don't you trust? Put your hand on your intestine. Why don't you trust?
Because I shouldn't, because God isn't real.
Why isn't God real?
Because no one in my family believes in God.
Is it necessary for people in your family to believe in God in order for God to be real?
Well, not as an adult, but I'm just looking back to when that formed. Mm-hmm. I mean, as an adult, no. I mean, but that thought form would have happened when I was much younger, mm-hmm. like 5.
Mm-hmm. And could you talk to your 5-year-old self? With the wisdom that you have right now, and tell her that God is real. God is real. God is tangible. God is all loving. God guides us. God gives us free will to fall on our face fall off a bus, fall down in life, make mistakes, and then pick ourselves back up again. Because that is how loving God actually is. What does your 5-year-old feel about that?
The 5-year-old is still a little bit confused, but then the adult is saying that that is actually what unconditional love is, where you don't have to go any certain way.
And when you were 5, did you have a sense that God was real, but your family didn't believe it, so then you stopped believing it?
No. I always just felt like the weirdo, which I still do.
Meaning?
Because I would be the only one who attended church. Like, I attended church quite often, say from the age of 7. Like with other people, not my own family. Mm-hmm.
So you did believe in God when you were a kid. Yeah. And you went to church by yourself because, you know, your family wouldn't go with you.
Yeah. And I always did. Mm-hmm. Even now.
I want you to release all doubt, all disbelief that you've been carrying in your intestine about whether or not God is real.
And I think it's also the worry that if my loved ones don't believe in God, that something bad's going to happen to them. That's a part of it as well.
Okay.
So I'm letting that go too.
Would you be willing to give it all to God? All that worry, all that fear, all that doubt?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you completely empty it out? Every cell, every particle of your being. Empty it out in your intestine. Good. Zero to 10, 10 being what it was when we started, 0 being nothing. What number are you at now?
They come at a 3.
Okay. Are you willing to zero it out?
Yep.
When?
Now.
Take a deep breath. Exhale and release the rest out. Good. Feels like you're at a 1 now. Let go, let go, let go. Completely zero it out. Let nothing stay. That looks better to me. How does that feel to you?
Good.
Okay. Let's go to the top of your lungs. What feeling and message is there?
That one is more linked to fear. Fear that if I actually follow what God wants for me, that I would take up too much space. So I want to like not breathe, and I want to restrict and constrict and not step into that plan that God has.
Good. And let's follow that thread.
And it's like letting people in my past go and like leaving them and then moving on to a different phase of life with different people. And just like, I'm a bad person if I do that.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging all that's there. Now, would you kindly give it to God? Let's empty it out, release and let go. Let go of all of that constriction, all that tension, all that fear.
It's funny to me now because there's enough air for everyone to breathe, actually.
Interesting.
God is like, are you sure that's an issue? Is that actually an issue? But okay, it's not.
Okay, where are you at in your lungs?
Pretty close to a zero.
Okay, maybe you need to laugh out the rest. Or cough out the rest. Okay, how's that?
Good, clear. Also giving up the fear of saying and doing the wrong thing.
Say it in a complete sentence.
I am giving up the fear of saying and doing the wrong thing.
Release and let go of that. Empty it out.
Also letting go of the fear of thinking the wrong thing.
Good. Was that one around your forehead?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to empty out, giving everything to God that is blocking greater attunement and connection to the divine. Good. Zero to 10, where are you at? Zero being nothing.
I think I'm at a one.
Are you willing to let it go and zero it out?
Yes.
Thank you. When?
Now.
Good. Okay, that's looking better to me now. You?
Yep.
Okay. Now I want you to touch your heart and put your eyes in an upward gaze, because that will help to expand your crown chakra and connect more to the divine. And I want you to breathe in. I believe in you, Lord. I believe in you, God. I think one hand on your heart, one hand on your intestine for that one. I believe in you. I know you're real. I trust you. I want what you want for me. I know it's better than what I could ever choose on my own. I want that. I want to hear your divine messages and take action on them. I want you to like fill up your body with so much light. Your belief in God, your trust in God, your love for God. Let your mind, your body, your spirit be flooded with these divine blessings. Receive, receive, receive. Especially into your forehead, your lungs, your intestines. Are those places feeling better now?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about being willing to listen to those divine messages and actually follow those instead of your own little egoic wants and desires?
Excited and peaceful.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Please put both hands on your heart again. I want to do the I am affirmation by Master Cho Koksui so that you can connect even more strongly to your higher soul and God. I do this affirmation all the time. I've been doing it for like 20 years. I love it. And it resonates with me at deeper and deeper levels the longer I do it. I am the soul. Just mentally follow along. I am the soul. I am not the body. I'm not the emotions. I'm not the thoughts. Nor am I the mind. The mind is only a subtle instrument of the soul. I am the soul. I am a spiritual being of divine light. I'm pausing so that you can actually fill up with divine light. Spiritual being of divine love. Inhale and breathe it into you. Of divine power. I'm connected and one with my higher soul. With your eyes closed, look up. Up, 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 up. I am connected and one with my higher soul. Keep looking up, go even higher. I'm connected and one with the divine spark within me. I am a child of God. I am one with God. I am one with all. We are one. We are one. We are one. So be it. Good. How does that feel?
Good. Thank you.
How do you feel now about your connection with God?
Really connected. It's really clean, very peaceful.
Good. So it's important that you not just do this once, but to ongoingly pray, meditate, even doing this I am affirmation regularly to keep connecting with God, because there's deeper and deeper levels of connection. And then as we're more connected, God can give us the guidance, can give us the clarity, can give us the divine protection and healing and help and blessings and prosperity and abundance. Heal those relationships that you were wanting help with. But you have to surrender your wants to Him. Keep surrendering your little ego's desires to Him, to God, or Divine Mother, or a form of God or the divine that you resonate with. For me, sometimes I feel more resonant in the moment with God as the Father. Sometimes it's Divine Mother. Sometimes it's Lord Jesus. You know, sometimes it's the universe, right? So whatever you resonate with the most in that moment, connect with that aspect of the divine and keep giving those wants and desires that you know are at this human body consciousness, ego consciousness level. Make that your habit. And then you'll have that tender guidance. And life will be easier and softer and more fulfilling and more peaceful and more loving. You'll make less mistakes, less human errors. You'll be able to heal those relationships with your ex-husband, with your son that you're yearning for. But you've got to listen, really listen, and then take that guidance and do it, even if at this human ego level you don't want to. Acknowledge that and just give that to God too. Anytime you have that resistance, just keep giving it to God. And the more you do that I am affirmation by Master Choa, the more you'll feel a tangible, visceral presence of God. And it'll be easier for you to listen to that than the sound of the body and the ego. Make sense? I know you're, put some words to it, please. Like, how do you feel now?
I'm still pretty connected up there, so I'm like trying to stay in my body right now. Yeah, it's peaceful and still.
So keep that meditative, peaceful, still space and integrate it here at this human level. So you're connected up and you're connected down to the earth at the same time. It doesn't have to be a one or the other. It can be a both, an and. Choose that. So do you feel complete for today?
Yes, thank you.
Any other comments you want to say before we wrap up?
Just thank you so much for everything, and thank you for this healing again.
You're welcome. Let's do a closing prayer, Thank you, God, all the great, great ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides. Thank you for the help, healing, and blessings. May we be in perfect attunement with you always. Guide our every thought, every word, every deed. Help us to be in the habit of listening, in the habit of wanting what you want for us, doing what you are guiding us to do. Let that habit and desire be so much stronger than any little chirpy little voices of our body and ego self. We choose you, Lord. God, God, God. Yes, God. Thank you. Amen. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.